their job at all. I get to do whatever
I want.
Further on the song from last time.
Yeah, we did. And those last 5 minutes of the last episode were spent really well trying to figure out what we're going to do next.
Last
time
week.
Well spent, as usual on this podcast.
Well
spent. Yeah,
we are.
Guess who's here? Live studio audience, Samuel Nagel.
And live studio audience, Al Optional. What do you have? You see that?
What's this Japanese school bell? Let's listen to
okay.
this.
Which one?
The one that was about to play.
Japanese.
It's 29 seconds.
Let's listen to all of it. Did you know that I've been to Japan?
What is this?
Oh,
a
this is the, like
digital clock? Get out of here. Okay, this is going nowhere fast. All right, guys. What do you right, guys?
You should just go with it.
Yeah.
Just go with it.
I think that we should dedicate the next at least 14 seconds of this podcast to discussing the bells
Lumberjacks.
Of the world.
The bells of the world.
What's your favorite bell you've ever heard?
Tinkerbell.
Cowbell.
I barely know her bell, am I right?
Oh, Tinker. What a gal.
Tinkerbell.
I will ring Tinkerbell
really
all day.
Okay. That feels inappropriate.
Okay. That one almost sounds like a choice. Like Tink or Bell.
Okay. Tink. I'll take a Tink.
Yeah.
Sir.
I'm gonna do Bell for me.
Okay.
Well, that's good because I took the Tink, so you can have the Bell.
In my scenario, it's like a bar situation.
Okay.
And they've got multiple of Tinks and Bells.
Well, in my bar, they're both kegs and only one drink left before the kegs are tapped.
Why did they have to be kegs then?
So I took the bottles of liqueur, one shot left in each bottle.
Liquor?
I think that we're done discussing the bells of the world.
No, but we didn't really even say anything about
Rachel,
that.
Talk about the bells of the world.
But I was thinking a little cowbell, like a little one, or maybe a bell on your cat when it's outside and you don't know where it is. Or the bells in shoes when you lose your children.
Wait.
It's like ding, 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 ding. I'm
is
sure.
Is this the announcement?
They may. You can't ask that on every episode. We already announced it on the last one.
That's true.
You guys have been over too much recently for there to be an announcement.
Oh,
he's not wrong.
An announcement not being needed to make, folks. We watched it ourselves.
You're very good at talking. Your words are very good.
I don't know how to get out of that one.
I'm sorry,
guys.
Recovered from there.
I'm like Babe Ruth. When I hit one, it goes far. When I strike out, boy, do I strike out.
Is that
I feel like that's not just
your quote?
If anyone strikes out, they like Babe Ruth didn't strike out harder than anyone else. It still took three strikes.
That was a Yogi Berra quote, guys.
I knew it was a quote.
Yogi
you said,
Bear?
You said
that. Boop, boop, boop. Pick a cartoon character right now in your head and speak in that character's
voice. I hate cartoons.
Well, there goes that joke.
Well, I'll think about it. I don't really know about cartoons.
What about Victoria? Or Vanessa? Or whoever your
soap
opera character is.
Oh, yeah, that's me. Goat baby.
By the way, Sylvia.
I don't like that we keep making all the same jokes on every single podcast.
I know,
that's true.
It feels
like we record
true.
Them.
The all in the same
day.
Night.
Yeah, we should move on.
Yeah.
Every
this is a new week. So many
true.
More current events have happened.
Oh, yeah. Let's. And this is a time for current events from me, Vanessa.
Okay, Vanessa, tell us about current events.
Okay, well, they're happening right now.
And what are they?
Events.
Oh.
Very, very eventful. All right. Yay.
I like that bit a lot. We should do that every episode.
I love that bit. That was a great bit.
Vanessa, what a name.
Yeah, no, I do think
I wish that bit was tangible so I could just grab those bits. Just grab that bit. You know?
This is like the third time tonight. You've just gone too far.
No.
I am
Babe
not...
Ruth, baby. Babe Ruth is over here striking out. Okay. I do think, though, I think you had a point. I think that our episodes should live more in a vacuum. They can't rely on each other, to be frank.
Mm-hmm.
I think our episodes should live more in a vacuum.
You're right.
Which is why.
What is a vacuum like?
Right now we need to do a new episode of our sitcom drama. With new characters.
No more Vanessa.
And no goat babies.
Brian, I hear you're trying to run this town now. I'm the only clown in this here neighborhood.
Listen, buddy. I've been clowning since before you was born. This ain't your territory.
So guys, this is me, Rachel. Where are you from? The Middle States? Because it sounds like it by the accents.
We really tried to make a second drama happen.
Why are you here? You were supposed to talk in your high voice.
It wasn't working. I think the bit with that one is that it failed that time.
That was fantastic.
I had fun.
The clown rivalry.
If there were a crown rivalry, I just messed up and said crown, but we're going to stick with it. If there was a crown rivalry.
Which... That's like the concept. You just invented Game of Thrones.
Exactly.
Our feudal states.
What is your...
So, Samuel, are you on the podcast or are you in the audience?
He's on the podcast.
Scoot your chair.
Tell us about feudal states then, dork.
Nothing?
He's eating his pizza. He's done. Okay, but for real, I really would watch... I would watch a drama. Like a... reality show about clowns, and I'm surprised that that's not a thing.
Ooh.
Is it a thing? Because I would be really interested in like the weird dramas that happen in like clown culture.
I feel like Vice would have done something like this.
Oh yeah, they.
I know. I'm serious.
What they have.
Yeah.
I feel like they would have. Like, why not get tickled and like clowns at the same time?
Right. Cool.
Yeah.
Tickled documentary.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what.
I still haven't watched it.
No,
but
tell us about the tickled documentary.
Well, it's what you want it to be.
Wink. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I use one wink? Wink, wink.
Ooh, double wink.
With two eyes at the same time.
What do you...
Extended blink.
If you're gonna...
We're not... Okay. Yes, Mr. Kraut.
I don't know.
That's his dad! Yeah, that's from last time.
Please, Mr. Crouch is my father. Call me Bop Bop.
Okay, Bop Bop, the clown.
That would be my clown name.
That would be your clown name.
Yeah. Oh, wow, nice.
What would be your clown name, Rachel?
I can't give myself a clown name.
Was it true? Is that a classic? Did you just give yourself...
That I actually am an expert on clown culture and the naming process that goes
love to hear
into
about
clown nomenclature.
Culture. Cool clown culture, honestly.
Let's hear about it.
Well, first of all, you can't name yourself.
Okay.
So you have to find other clowns that can name you.
Okay. You're onto something.
The end, okay.
The clowns have to find you first.
Ooh.
And call you
it's
out
like
as
a
potential clown.
Oh, yeah, yes! You're like, oh, you look like a clown. You want to join
They come to your house and they're just like, sorry, dude.
Or you're like, They you can figure out if you're a clown or not by whether or not you're excited that they think that you could be a clown. So you're like, yes, I would love to be a clown. Or you'd be like, no, I wouldn't want to. And then you're like, oh, you're not a clown. Okay.
Oh, so then they're more like Mormons and they come and knock on your door. They just go door to door.
Mormons!
To gauge excitement.
Yeah, and they're like, you're a clown. And they like look at you. Yeah? No? No? Okay. Yeah, we're going to the next. It's fine. We'll go to the next house. We'll find one. And they just wait until they find someone that's excited about it. And then they're like, all right, you're Ruffles. Here's your gear, Ruffles the Clown. Let's go. We've got a show in 40 minutes.
With Bop Bop the Clown. Okay.
They've got two waxed sealed envelopes just to make it more official,
yeah.
Like Hogwarts.
Yeah.
you want to? Here you go.
Guys, do you know that I don't really know anything about Harry Potter? Yeah, like the quiz. The quiz that you're supposed to take where you're like, oh, which team am I? Or whatever it is.
I didn't take it.
I don't do it because I don't know.
I never read the books, but I did watch the movies.
Wow.
And all the houses are equally dorky, so I will not take one of the quizzes.
Not all
of them. None is good. It's all dumb.
Not to correct you, not because I'm like self-pious on this or anything, but if there were to be any dorky team...
I'm ready for this argument because
you,
I want to... Keep going.
You look like a dork right now, Josh.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you that if there's any dorky team, or as any non-muggle would refer to it as a house, the dorky ones would be probably a flip between Ravenclaw or Hufflepuff. Probably Hufflepuff, because they're a little more off. They're
okay,
a little
well,
more strange.
I'm a Hufflepuff for sure.
Me too! I am a Hufflepuff because I did take the damn test!
Alright, listen. First of all...
You said damn.
First of all, you said damn.
I didn't take the dang test!
There we go.
Oh, good job.
Correction.
Good fix.
Good
okay,
point.
Listen. If there is a dorkier house than some of the other ones... That's
a good
very
sentence structure.
Sentence.
Yeah.
I think that the dorkiest house by far is Gryffindor.
Why?
Because that's the one Harry Potter is in.
Gryffindor or Gryffindor.
See, it's too easy.
I feel like that's been done before.
You think?
Yeah.
Gryffindor was a bunch of suck-ups. They were always like, ooh, we solved the whole school's problem. Give us points. It's like, no, just, you're a wizard. Go, like, turn someone into a pig and make fun of them and put them in a cage or something. You guys are, like, defeating trolls for the good of the school. That's so dorky. You have magic powers. You don't need to do all this stuff. Gryffindor is dorky. All the other houses are also dorky, but Gryffindor's the dorkiest. And there's an argument for Slytherin, but the only argument is Draco Malfoy, and I don't care because he's still a dork. He just has blonde hair and doesn't listen to his teachers.
Okay.
Adam's obviously a Slytherin.
So, here we go, guys. I didn't know that it was going to get heated like this. Sorry.
Well, what do you
okay.
have to say for yourself?
Well, again, I don't know anything about Harry Potter. All I know is that he has round glasses. J.K.
Rowling wrote the books.
okay, that was good, guys. I did. Nerds! They're nerds. I actually listened to the first book on audio tape, but I just don't remember things, so I don't remember anything about it. I just remember it feeling like it was childish.
Yeah, all I'm saying is that if I were a wizard at Hogwarts, there's absolutely no way I'm not just, like, flying around all the time. There's no way I don't have 40 pet dragons. There's no way I'm living in those tiny dormitories. I'm just going to cast a spell to give myself this whole little cool setup. If I've got magic powers, I'm not going to do all this stuff that they have with the rules of the school.
Okay.
Very smart. You could write your own books.
This is a fun argument, but I want to call Rachel out.
Yeah, I'd love that.
She just called the book childish.
No, the first one.
Okay,
I don't
the
know
first
about
one.
The rest of
Why
them.
Don't you tell us about your little teen fiction addiction?
I have a teen fiction
The teen fiction addiction.
Well, so here's the thing.
Anyways.
I Joshua, every time.
Babe Ruth, knocking him out.
Three strikes. Wow, cool. Well, that was a very fun, nerdy argument.
You're not going to tell us about your teen addiction?
All right.
Teen fiction addiction?
Yo. I love me some teens.
You're just killing it.
Teens
Goodness.
Are relatable teens.
Oh, man, we got 10 more seconds to
fun
go.
Teams.
Please get me out of
young
this.
Young teens.
Oh, make it stop.
Teenager.